As a child, I would, you know, take discarded objects and make time machines and, you know, with old burned out radio bulbs and various things, just fantasy sort of play objects. And then the found object aspect sort of disappeared for a while. And when I started working with mosaics in the late 80s is when that kind of came back. The mosaics were suggesting all kinds of sculptural possibilities for me, but just prior to that, I had been doing collages that had images of found objects. So it went from 2D to 3D in a relatively seamless way. Everywhere I go, I always have one part of my brain that's on the lookout. And this work is called found object sculpture, but of course very few of these pieces are actually literally found. Junk shops, really, basically, are my haunts.
It must be fun.
It is a lot of fun. I sort of think of it as, you know, if someone's writing a poem, a poet has a whole dictionary of words. And in my studio, I have a whole dictionary of objects. That's my vocabulary. That's what I have to work with. But I think also the smoke becomes a kind of found object in a way, because smoke is a residue of change. Smoke, it's the evidence of something that's been changed from one form of energy to another form of energy. It isn't destroyed, it's just changed.